I believe it serves men who intend to legalize their status. Unlike Russian or Chinese bride supply agencies, it doesn't use the internet, but it does bring the brides in from abroad. The search for lasses within London is only an insignificant offshoot of the whole operation. Myra and her colleagues have managed, in the past, to expedite several coaches from eastern Slovakia full of people, mainly women and girls, yearning to earn extra money abroad. They supply a specific large laundry in Brixton, South London, which only functions thanks to the influx of freshly brought in Slovak women as well as Ugandans, who, by and large, made their way to London under their own steam. Slovak is the exclusive language of the laundry, and even the Ugandans have learned basic phrases. The laundry operates 24 hours a day in 3 8-hour shifts, and the minimum wage is paid. In a jiffy, isn't breaking any laws by bringing these workers into the country. The girls are employed quite legally as holders of EU passports. They have an automatic right to work. And even though it's a real hard graft, the minimum wage is now around £6 per hour, and they wouldn't earn that in eastern Slovakia, even if they worked their butts off every hour of the day. They are not slaves. If they don't like it, they can get on a bus and go back home. The girls stay. As I realized, in a jiffy agency gives work even to me. I interpreted for 6 or 7 of their female clients that the girls didn't speak a word of English, and when they need to visit a doctor or discuss something with the authorities, the British state pays for interpreters. Not everyone appreciates this system, but it's quite legal. The marriage agency which Myra runs isn't, of course, legal. But I wouldn't wish to be the investigating officer who has to pile up the evidence against them. They take money for their services, but from people whose last possible wish is for the authorities to find out how they found their bride. I don't think Myra and her colleague have anything to worry about. And the men face, at worst, the possibility that the authorities don't believe them, I will not legalize their status. That's all.